Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Praise God. Beloved, this is Sister Glass, and I thank the Lord that you're able to join me for the broadcast today. Well, we might not finish this message on conquering Canaan, but we'll just do the best we can. And we have covered thus far four, I wanted to share with you eight, and we've covered four characteristics or traits, if you will, of the Joshua generation, those who were successful in following Joshua into Canaan land and receiving their allotted inheritance. First of all, there was a conquering spirit, a burning passion for God's presence. Thirdly, there was there's the sonship mentality. So often God's people tend to have the attitude still of a slave, that we don't have that sense that Jesus has. With our minds we may, but emotionally, that's why we've got to meditate on the Word of God so we can get it into our spirits, that we know that we know that we know we are the children of God. And then fourthly, we need to have a purpose in life. We can't just look at the past. We have to be very involved in the present to realize that God is leading us. We cannot figure out, it's good to have goals. It's good to have a direction that we feel God is leading us into, but we continually have to check with Him. We continually have to allow Him to make modifications if necessary as we progress, and just trust Him that He's leading us into that perfect place He has for each of us in our lives. Now, the fifth point I want to share with you that needs to be part of our arsenal, if you will, as kingdom warriors, and this might seem kind of oppositional to that of a warrior, but and certainly in the natural it would be, but not spiritually, because God's ways are not our ways, and His spiritual lessons, His spiritual principles are generally opposite that of the world. You know, we're to lose our life so we can find it. The world does not understand that at all. But fifthly, I'd like to share that we need to have a rest in God. A rest in God. If you're fighting a battle, and if you're going through a trial right now, and you feel like you're really being sorely tested, and you've done your absolute best to the best of your knowledge and ability, you rebuke the enemy with the Word of God. Well, that's the sword of the Spirit now. If you've done spiritual warfare, then, beloved, there comes a time when you just enter into His rest. Romans 6 and 20 says, "The God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet." Beloved, we have to realize that there's a peace and a rest after we've used our spiritual weapons. And when God draws us into this, we will not war in the flesh. There's just, in God's realm, there's just a peace. There's an absence of laborious effort. He says, "Take my yoke upon me, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light." Well, there's a burden of the Lord, there's a yoke, but it's easy. It's not the kind of heavy, demanding burden and yokes and heaviness that we carry in our own strength. God's ways are delightful, and that's what we need to enter into, that we can find this rest. Now, let me share some scriptures. Exodus 14 and 13 says, stand still and see the salvation of your God. That's what the Lord spoke to Moses, and Moses commanded the people, just as they were really panicking because the Egyptians were pursuing after them. And remember the dramatic miracle of the Red Sea parting. Stand still and see the salvation of your God. And in Numbers 9:18, the word says, stand still and hear. And beloved, it's in silence that great things are being formed. That beautiful passage I've always loved in Isaiah the 30th chapter, verse 15, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. Isn't that wonderful? There's that peace and rest are actually spiritual weapons. We are to be aware that there's in that waiting, in that quietness, God is working. 1 Samuel 12 and 7 says, stand still and reason. And when you stand still long enough, most of us are so busy jumping around that God doesn't have a chance to get through to us. God will reason with you. Praise God. And this is what we need to understand, that God wants to minister to us. He wants to communicate with us. And it's very interesting, this generation that followed Joshua, went in to possess Canaan land, they had to strike a balance between active conflict and communion with God. For us today, we're not involved in physical battles as they were, but we have spiritual weapons of prayer, intercession, fasting, the Word of God, and the cord which unites everything is praise. How important that is, beloved, that we can praise God in the midst of the battle. And as God's victorious people, we have that ability to fight. He will raise us up to fight. He will raise us up to intercede. He will draw us into communion. We can war in the spirit. And he begins to show us things in the spirit realm. And so there's a balance, which sometimes we haven't understood, between conflict and communion in our lives. It's not all communion and it's not all conflict. But as we go through our days, the Holy Spirit will adequately equip us so that we are able to fight and to do everything that is necessary. And remember also, maybe I'll take a time just to take a moment to turn, but in the book of Ephesians, do you recall toward the end of that book, it talks about in that sixth chapter about the full armor of God. Verse 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand or stand against the wiles of the devil. And what he says in verse 14, no, let me go to verse 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and, listen to this, having done all to stand. Some of you, you've done everything you've known to do. You've praised, bound the work of the enemy. You're waiting on God. That's exactly what he wants you to do. Stand still and wait for God to answer. And verse 14 continues, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. And he goes on to enumerate the various aspects of our spiritual armor, which is, of course, based on the Roman soldiers. But having done all, stand. And that's some of what you've got to be doing right now, is just standing. If you've done all that you know to do, don't throw up your hands and say, oh, it's not working. No, there's one further step. It's waiting on God and praising God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, now there is yet another aspect that the Joshua generation had, and that was the mentality of the fact that God was giving them, they had not possessed a land, that God was giving them the land which had been promised to their forefather Abraham. They were developing, if you will, a kingdom mentality. And that's what we need to possess. What happened once they came into the land through the lifetime of Joshua? It didn't happen overnight, but each tribe was commanded to conquer their own individual territory that had been assigned to them. And like for us today, each one of us are little cells, if you will, little portions, little parts of the body of Christ, and each one of us has a part to play. And whatever we have received from Him was meant to be shared within the body. We are to utilize our giftings, our talents, our abilities for God's purposes. And we have to understand that no man is an island to himself, especially in God's kingdom. We are members of God's precious family. And some of you, you know, you might feel really alone. You say, Sister Judith, you don't understand. I just don't have any friends. I'm all alone. Nobody knows what I'm going through. I know the Lord loves me. I know He cares. But you feel so fragmented. Well, you know what? There's times I felt like that also. But I always took great comfort that in, number one, everything comes to pass. Your life today is not going to be that way for the rest of your life. It will change. Everything does come and it passes, and we go on to the next thing that God has for us. So everything in this life is temporary, but we're moving, praise God, toward a place in eternity with our Father where there will be no changes. We will be forever in a place of eternal fellowship with our God, eternal bliss. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And so this is a time of transition in this life, but we have to understand that we, each one of us, I don't care how old you are, how young you are, God has a purpose and a plan for your life right now, and He wants you to discover it. He can bring us counsel, He can bring us confirmation through others, but no one is going to tell you God's plan for your life. That's something, as a grown-up son and daughter of God, that's why He wants us growing up into maturity, we can find out directly from Him. God does not want us dependent on prophets, not under this new covenant. He's given prophecy for encouragement, but not to tell you what to do with your life or what God's saying to you. God is able to speak to you very clearly through the power of His Holy Spirit. So that's the sixth point, kingdom mentality. And with the Lord's help on our next broadcast, we'll look at the final two things, which is a faith that believes before it sees and the power of choice. So thank you for joining me today. The announcer will give our contact information. I do encourage you to write, share those prayer needs, and I'll send back whatever God gives for me to share with you, which I know will be a blessing. I'll pray for you personally. I love you, prayer partners. Thank you so much, UCM partners. You're the best. Love you much. And until tomorrow, or until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,